Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, if you're hankering to get back out in the garden, something that you may want to think about for gardener's tasks coming up here fairly shortly is pruning. Our shrubs and trees may need to be pruned this time of year to make sure that they flower and do well, as also to make sure that they don't get overgrown. If you're wondering when the proper time to prune some of those trees and shrubs is, we've got a little advice for you courtesy of the horticulture experts at Iowa State University. First of all, we'll talk about shrubs. If you have deciduous and evergreen shrubs that need to be trimmed, the first thing you're going to want to do is look at their growth habits, flowering habits, and their general health and condition. If you have spring flowering shrubs, such as a lilac or forsythia, these bloom in the spring on the growth of the previous season, so the best time to prune them depends on when the last time they were pruned. If you have overgrown spring flowering shrubs that have not been pruned every year, they may need extensive pruning to rejuvenate and renew the plants, and the best time to do this is in late winter or early spring, so any time from late February through early April. This heavy pruning in late winter or early spring will reduce or eliminate the flower display for 2 or 3 years. However, the long-term results of this pruning will be restoring the plant's health, improving the appearance, and also helping it come back in greater bloom. If you have healthy, regularly maintained spring flowering shrubs, you want to prune those immediately after they flower in the spring. These should only require light to moderate pruning. And pruning immediately after flowering in the spring will allow the gardeners to enjoy the spring flower display, as well as provide adequate time for the shrub to initiate new flower buds for next season. If you have summer flowering shrubs, such as Japanese spirea, these bloom in the summer, and they bloom on the current year's growth, so you can prune those in late winter or early spring. So any of your summer flowering shrubs, you can prune any time now. These pruned shrubs will bloom on the current year's growth in midsummer. Some deciduous shrubs don't produce attractive flowers. They may produce colorful bark, fruit, or foliage. These can be pruned in late winter or early spring before the growth begins on those. If you are pruning evergreen shrubs, such as juniper or yew, you can do that in early to mid-April before new growth begins, and light pruning may also be done again in midsummer. If you're wondering about your shade trees, February through March is generally regarded as the best time to prune most deciduous or shade trees. The absence of foliage at this time of the year gives you a very clear view of the tree and allows the selection and removal of appropriate branches. Also, the walling off of wounds occurs most rapidly just prior to the onset of growth in the spring, so this is an ideal time to do it. However, oaks are a major exception to this rule. Winter months, December, January, and February, are the best time to prune oaks, as if you get too close to the spring growing season, you can expose them to potential disease issues. So it's getting a little late in the year to be pruning oaks if you want to do that, but February through March is the best time to be pruning your other deciduous trees. Now, keep in mind that deciduous trees can be pruned at other times of the year with little or no negative consequences. However, you want to, if possible, avoid pruning them in spring when they're leafing out and in fall when they're dropping their leaves, as you may interfere with these other natural processes as well as tap some of the tree's resources. To reduce the risk of an oak wilt infection, do not prune your oaks from March through October. Oak wilt is a fungal disease that's lethal to many oaks. It can be spread from infected trees to healthy trees by sap-feeding beetles known as picnic bugs. If an oak tree must be pruned in spring or summer, such as after a storm, you want to apply a latex house paint to the pruning cuts to avoid attracting these sap-feeding beetles to the wounds. If you're looking to prune your fruit trees, late February through April again is the best time to prune fruit trees. Summer pruning of fruit trees is generally not recommended. However, water sprouts, which are rapidly growing shoots that develop just below a pruning cut, can be removed in June or July without damaging the tree or the fruit bearing. If you have gooseberries, currants, or blueberries, these can also be pruned right around now, late winter through early spring. In Iowa, pruning can be done anytime from late February until bud break. And finally, the best time to prune your grapevines if you happen to have some of those on your property. The most desirable time to prune grapevines is late winter through early spring. This can be begun in late February and should be completed by early April. Grapevines pruned at this time of the year may bleed heavily. However, the loss of sap does not harm the vines at this time of year. For more information on pruning and getting your yard ready for the coming growing season, be sure and check out Iowa State University Extension's horticulture website, including their frequently asked questions section for answers to all of your common lawn and garden questions. And there's also great resources there as you begin to plan what you want to have growing in your yard if you're considering some changes to your landscaping this year. As always, if you have questions about anything, you can give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. Stop in the Extension Office at 805 West 10th Street, right next to the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds, or find us online anytime. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension for the latest news or follow us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.